It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Lulley and Steve Nibbs.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live. We're Urbana tonight. The Urbana boys will be hosting the Frederick boys, which should be a good, always is a good matchup. But what's unusual, Steve, is the fact that both these teams are under 500 at 6-7. Though I see a 6-8, you never know exactly what their record is, depending on what games they count. But they're both under 500. We know that, just slightly under 500. But that is unusual for Urbana Frederick.
Yeah, absolutely. There might be a chance of one of them being under 500, but not both being under 500. That just tells you that this year for these two squads, it's been one of those transition years and rebuilding years, and the younger players and it all, you know, these, I'm sure both coaches are looking to now, with about 8 games left in the season, to try to start making a move and get some things going as they head into the postseason. Urbana having a tough row here of late, and of course their schedule was very tough, but they've lost 4 out of their last 5. They picked up a 1-point win against South High, but lost to TJ, Ligonier, Tuscarora, and Westminster. So there's 4 outstanding teams that they lost to, but they've lost 4 or 5. Now, since Frederick, in that game, since the TJ game, they've come back and won 2 of their last 3. That one loss was only a 3-point loss to Ligonier last Friday night. Yep. So it certainly looks like Coach Shriver's got those kids, you know, moving in the right direction here. He's got some momentum going for themselves coming into tonight.
And we saw, I got a peek at the freshman, the JV game was going on here. Urbana, with some outstanding-looking players in the JV team, defeated Frederick 53-34, although Frederick had a couple of standouts too. But a very physical game, and just what you would expect with Frederick Urbana. So some people coming up to the varsity probably for next year that will elevate these teams, I'm sure, above 500, because it is just very unusual to have these two teams below 500.
But as we discussed, Pete, the fact that, you know, high school sports is very cyclical. You know, you run in cycles, and you always have those classes that come through. And, you know, a good example was the class out there, Walkersville football. When they came in as sophomores, those 3 years says it all. I mean, you don't need to say any more.
Wow.
Now you're going to have to probably have a little bit of rebuilding and a reloading type of situation for them. You may have some more kids coming out for football that may not have come because they want to be part of something that's been started out there. So that success breeds success motto, you know, sometimes, you know, it's very true. But, you know, in this case for these two squads, it's just one of those years building for next year. But right now, I'm sure they want to try and get some kind of momentum, positive things moving forward, so they may, you know, want to surprise some people here in the postseason.
Well, they have both teams have outstanding players. Now, they both lost, as Steve was saying, the last games. Frederick losing a tough one last Friday night to Ligonier, 75-72. That's no shame, though. Ligonier is as good a team as there is in Frederick County this year, the boys, and also the girls. And then Frederick, or rather Urbana, losing their lost their last game, 67-53 to Tuscarora. Again, no shame there. Tuscarora, one of the top teams. But they've been competitive in these games, not being blown out. The only game we saw Frederick get blown out was their game against TJ, where TJ just ran wild in the intra-city game earlier this month.
And, you know, and it's happened on the other side when Frederick has done the same there. So, you know, it all comes around, and you may have to, you know, as a coach, take it on the chin every now and then with certain teams, and that certainly happened several weeks ago.
Now, you were pointing out the height advantage of Urbana.
Yes.
This is a very small Frederick team compared to other years. It's just a very small team in height, and Urbana does have the height advantage, and sure enough, the coach Mike Jarbo inserting in the starting lineup tonight two of his taller players, Justin Zimmerman, a 6'6" sophomore, and Sean Berry, a 6'4" junior. junior, so he went. He knows what he's doing. He went right to the size because he knows the size advantage Urbana will have over Frederick tonight.
Indeed, and you look at that starting five for Urbana, Pete, and you've got Zimmerman at 6'6", Barry 6'4", you got Hayden at 6'1", Sika at 6'3".
Those are guards.
That's a nice four kids over 6 foot. That's pretty nice to have in your starting lineup, and you got Buttry as your 5'7" guard. Frederick, there's 3 6-footers and 2 6'1", but certainly with McKenzie and Hill, especially Hill, he is an outstanding player for Frederick and seems to do it all for his cadet squad.
Jameek Hill, we'll talk about him just a minute here. He's averaging 17 points a game, the junior, as Steve was saying, and he's averaging 6.1 rebounds, so he's a tough man on the boards. He can dunk, and he's averaging 17 points a game. And you get Tariq McKenzie, a veteran at 6'1", senior. He's averaging 4.4 rebounds a game, and he's averaging 10.9 points a game, nearly 11 points there for Tariq McKenzie, getting a chance to start this year. He's been a guy coming off the bench in other years for them. Nathan Osei, he's averaging 4.7 rebounds and 11.2 points a game. Another very good player for that Frederick team. And you look at this Frederick team and you wonder why they're below 500, because they have some great players. I don't say great players, good players. Glenn Evans, he won a game earlier this year with his free throw shooting. He's a good player. Saeed Kolo, also an interesting player to watch. And, of course, the two Reinhardts, Brady and Eli, and are also fun to watch.
You certainly keep an eye on that freshman, Arrington.
He's
certainly been in. He's going to be a good one. Coaches bring him along, and I think that's the right thing to do, is to get him a taste of what it is to be on the varsity and get some minutes and all. But he's shown us some outstanding play when he's been on the floor. In fact, we were surprised we saw it, but he leads the team in field goals.
He's 6'3". He's got good size, too. Probably the most size on the Frederick team.
Yep.
And he's only a freshman and really developing. And as you said, I think the coach bringing him along slowly, and he is definitely going to be a star for the next 2 or 3 years for the Frederick Cadets. We will take a break here. Orette McDonough is our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs were on site here at Urbana High School. You can tell by the noise. And we're winding down as the teams are warming up. We'll have the tip-off coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball.
Frederick and Urbana and going right into the postseason.
Indeed. Pete, you always have the conference. It's a conference game, so that means a little something, too, as well. But I'm being in the same division since there are now two divisions in the CMC this year. And it's worked out very well, I think, when we brought Washington County and with the Frederick County, as we spoke before, schedule-wise, it helps a great deal. And competition-wise, it does the same. And so now we've got a large school division and a small school division, and that, I think, balances everything out real well.
We will be at Brunswick on Friday night, Walkersville at Brunswick. Another boys game for you live. We'll be on the air at 6:50 as we look at see the Roters and actually see Walkersville for the first time this year. With all these schools, you have to work on the schedule to get all these teams in, because there's a lot of conflicts and things that we have to work around with the Maryland and Mount St. Mary's games. So it can be difficult. So unfortunately, it'll be the first time we've done Walkersville. It's late January, and also the first time we've done Brunswick. So we'll be seeing those two teams. They both have some outstanding players. That George Hall there from Brunswick is very good. He's averaging in double figures, I believe, in both rebounds and points this year for the Railroaders.
One good thing about tonight, Pete, definitely nice. A positive temperature change when we were here last time.
The last time you had frostbite if you were out for like 10 seconds in the air.
Man.
That was really something.
Brutal. That was brutal. But, I've been, except for the rain, the last 2 days have been really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can deal with that.
Yeah, a little chilly out there tonight with that wind, but it's not bad. And a good crowd has come in here, as they usually do, for this Urbana-Frederick series of games. And both teams, again, uncharacteristically below 500, and both coming off losses. Looking ahead, the next game for the Frederick boys will be at Walkersville on Thursday night. So they'll be on the road again. And Urbana will be at North Hagerstown on Friday night.
That could be a good competitive game as they play very tough at home up there.
They definitely do. We'll just go over the starters briefly for you for Frederick. We'll have the Reinhardt brothers will be starting tonight, Eli and Brady. Jameek Hill, 6-foot junior, excellent player for the Frederick Cadets. Also Tariq McKenzie, the veteran 6-foot-1 senior, and Nathan Osei, a 6-foot-1 junior. They'll be the starting five for Frederick, according to their head coach, Greg Schreiber, out of Gettysburg College, a 4-year starter up there, that Division III school. And Urbana, coached by Mike Jarbo, I remember him when he was playing. Not too many years ago.
That's an outstanding player in his own right.
He certainly was. He's a good clutch player, and a lot of those playoff games Urbana was involved in a few years ago. But getting a start, a player we've watched and played very well in the intra-city game a couple of weeks ago, Ryan Hayden, 6-foot-1 guard, will be getting the start tonight, and he's a good player. Noah Buttry, 5-foot-7 junior, will be starting. Axel Sika, 6-foot-3 junior, averaging 7.5 points a game, and also 6.3 rebounds a game, or I should say 13.5 points a game and 6.3 rebounds a game. Axel Seika, 6-foot-3 junior. Justin Zimmerman, the 6-foot-6 sophomore, and Sean Berry, the 6-foot-4 junior, as we're getting ready to introduce the teams. Frederick, of course, in their Vegas gold. And
black.
And black, yeah. They're colorful over there.
They have a special... I was trying to read the front of it, Pete, and I think it has to do with, so I think it's coach's cancer.
Yes, yeah, it's something.
Sweatshirts, and very nice for them to be doing that this evening.
Yeah, and their coaching staff, everybody's Natalie attired over there across from us. The Frederick High School Cadets playing, of course, in that brand new gym over at the brand new Frederick High School. This year, and it must be a thrill for them to be over there. But I like the old gym that had so many stories to tell.
Oh, absolutely. that gym goes way back. Did go way back, let's say. Now, you can see all the coaches, too, with Coach Schreiber included, have all sneakers on now tonight.
Yeah. So
that's a unique look. And so the coaches for Urbana, all of them have the sneakers.
Once again, the JV game, Urbana 53, Frederick 34. And I'll tell you, those Urbana JVs, a lot of those players looked about ready to make a stab at the varsity. If not late this season, then next season. It is. There is a night. It's a night devoted to fighting cancer here at Urbana High School tonight.
The breast cancer ring. Saw it on some of the college teams, too. They had the pink shoes and or pink involved in their uniforms the other night when I was watching.
And coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on WFMD, we'll have the coaches show. Mark Turgeon's college basketball show from College Park. That'll be on at 7 o'clock. And you have Mount St. Mary's basketball playing LIU Brooklyn on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. A 9 o'clock start there from Emmitsburg.
Real quick, Pete, how about those SEC men?
Wow.
13th ranked and pulled one out the other day.
They'll be going up.
They'll probably go up. Maybe drop in the top 10, maybe.
They keep winning.
Wow. Outstanding.
The FCC men, get out and see them if you can. I know they're playing this week at their home gym. And then Friday night we'll be at Brunswick for the Walkersville-Brunswick boys game. And Saturday another Mount St. Mary's game. And then a Maryland game on Sunday.
Out of those people who are dealing with it.
If you have a friend who's battled cancer, please stand. And we ask you to look around you now. This impact of cancer.
Well, that kind of tells you something. People who have some way been affected indirectly or directly with cancer, look at the number of people standing.
Well, that's everyone.
Wow.
I know I lost my mother to that disease a few years ago.
Mine too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just an insidious disease that we all hope gets conquered quickly.
Yes.
What so proudly we hailed
Lady that did it last time we were here, boy. Outstanding job.
Certainly does. Have our introductions of the starting lineup for both teams now, and the Frederick Cadets to take on the Urbana Hawks here at Urbana tonight. And I'm glad they're making that announcement. Give them, be positive out
yes.
there. The fans should be positive. These are players that are given 110%. You're never going to see them loafing, I'll tell you. If they do loaf, they're going to be on the bench quickly.
Cheer for your kids, not against the other.
Yes, all children under the age of 12 be seated with their parents during the game. In addition, please remember to disclose...
Rhett McDonough is our producer tonight at WFMD Studios. As we have a WFMD basketball activity just about every night this week.
At guard, number 10, Brody.
Here we go, Brady Reinhardt, the 6-foot senior.
It's Brody.
Brody, it is Brody.
Yep.
Okay.
Shamik Hill.
He's a good one, 6-foot junior.
There's McKenzie.
There he is. The guy seems like he's been playing forever. Tariq McKenzie. Nathan Osei. He's a good one, too.
And the other Reinhardt.
Eli Reinhardt, 6-foot senior. The two Reinhardt brothers getting the start tonight for the Frederick Cadets. And now they'll introduce the homestanding Urbana Hawks. Both teams coming in here with a 6-7 record. Unusual. One of them usually has an outstanding record, but they've lost a lot of, both teams have lost a lot of close games. There's Hayden we were talking about. Ryan Hayden, 6-foot-1 senior. Noah Buttry, a 5-foot-7 junior. Noah Buttry being introduced now. Axel Sika, 6-foot-3 junior, just came out. Justin Zimmerman, the 6-foot-6 sophomore. And Sean Berry, the 6-foot-4 junior for Urbana. They have the three officials tonight as they're doing all varsity high school games now in the area this year. And, of course, the boys do have that 35-second shot clock that they never had before. But it hasn't seemed to have been a big factor. Once in a while, it'll, towards the end of the game, it'll be a factor. But not the big factor you might have thought.
It really hasn't, but it certainly helped as far as taking away the fact you got to play the whole game now.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just take the ball and 2 minutes left and run it down to, you know, get the last shot.
That's right. That's right. All right, the Hawks coming out here to take their positions. They'll be going from our left to our right. And Justin Zimmerman, the sophomore, will be jumping.
Jameek Hill for Frederick.
And it's run by Urbana. Zimmerman gets the tip with a 6-foot-6 sophomore, getting it over to Hayden. And Hayden brings that ball up, fires it over to Noah Buttry on the right side. Buttry trying to get in.
Better come out a man-to-man.
Looks that way. You're right. The man-to-man defense is Buttry driving right along the baseline to Hayden. It goes right through Hayden's hands, and the ball turned over to Frederick.
Good pressure down by Frederick to force him down and along the baseline. Didn't have anywhere to go, but Butcher was open. He just didn't handle the pass.
Tariq McKenzie brings that ball up for the Cadets, going right to left. He's up over the timeline now, feeding it into the high post now as they try to work that ball in. Turnaround jumper. That's
Reinhardt. Reinhardt with a turnaround goes around the rim and in.
Nicely done. A little pressure here in the backcourt by Frederick. A little trap press.
Oops,
nice job
Frederick
there.
Frederick steals the ball. It was McKenzie, I think, that got up in the air, and it goes over to Jameek Hill, who puts it off the glass.
Wow.
It's 4-0 Frederick.
Just like that.
With 7:12 to go in the first quarter. What a quick start with that all full court pressure. Hayden getting that ball up quickly now. Can't fool around against this Frederick team, but driving
done
to the basket and sailing in to score is Axel Sika.
Sika did a nice job of taking it to the bucket.
Oh, deep in the corner, the shot, no good. Rebound up, no, that's no good. And Frederick loses the rebound there, and it was finally taken by the Urbana Hawks, who come the other way with Buttry. Buttry looking for the screen, doesn't get it, comes across the top of the key, shot for a three-pointer, that won't go. Rebound taken down by Ose got that ball as they work that ball down. There is Jameek Hill, shot is up, no good, and the rebound is taken down by Sika.
Two rebounds right out of the shoot here for Sika, doing a nice job on the boards.
Buttry bringing the ball up quickly as he can scoot. The little guard is quick for Urbana. They always seem to have that quick guard, and they do again this year in Noah Buttry.
They got a quick.
That's Hayden is top of the
key. Oh, hands by McKenzie.
Zimmerman lost the ball to Tariq McKenzie, who drives it, and he cut back at him and blocked the shot. Rebound goes up and good by Reinhardt.
Boy, Brody Reinhardt with a sweet shot there.
And a timeout call as Reinhardt, or rather Zimmerman, appeared to get back and get revenge, but then Reinhardt got the offensive rebound and put it in.
Used the glass. Excellent shot there by Brody Reinhardt.
6-2. Frederick with a four-point lead as timeout is called. And the Cadets looking very good early here with those quick hands and the rebounding ability.
Indeed, it's they're getting a smaller team. Yes, but they're getting some open shots, and that's, you know, they're not far off. So I think that some will start to fall here. But Brody Reinhardt coming out here early and just great. That soft hooked jumper, I would call it.
And
the first time it was a little right around the rim and in that time he used the glass.
Well, Barry and Zimmerman are staying in for Urbana along with Sika, Buttry, and Hayden. And full court pressure again by the Cadets. And they're trapping in the backcourt. Let's see if Buttry can handle it. He's waving off Hayden. And he can. He just brings it up over the timeline and barks out signals now with 20 seconds on the shot clock. As he works that ball around, Urbana looking at a man-to-man defense now by Frederick. They get over, the Hawks get it over on the side. Buttry trying to put the ball in the paint, and it's stolen away by
nice pass.
Ose pass up for the score to make it 8-2.
And McKenzie on the shot.
Was McKenzie on it?
Yep.
McKenzie got the pass on a beautiful play by Frederick.
Boy, these Cadets are out hitting on all cylinders here early, Pete.
8-2 is our score as Anthony Neff has come into the game for Urbana.
The big guy. Justin Zimmerman got in there and took one extra step.
The travel signal, and it goes over to Frederick now. It's 8-2 Cadets. They have the ball. 5:13 to go here in the second quarter. Over to McKenzie, holding it outside. It looks like a zone defense being put up by the Hawks.
2-3 zone.
Over to Tariq McKenzie. Deep in the corner is Reinhardt. Brody Reinhardt puts up an air ball. And the ball is taken around by Jameek Hill. Jameek Hill drives to the basket, puts it up one hand in the teardrop. Won't go. The tip does go.
Yes.
I think that was possibly McKenzie that got in there with the tip. So he's got 4 points early. 4:45 to go first quarter. 10-2 Frederick. Buttry gets it over to Neff. As they work the ball in the corner, they're trying to get Sika.
Yep.
Zimmerman is trapped, gets the ball out. Oh, he should have taken that shot, I think.
Oh, nice move.
He drives to the basket, misses the drive, but he's an good outside shooter, and he was wide open.
Eli got the rebound, but didn't realize he was that close to the baseline and stepped on the line. So it goes back over to Urbana.
And Neff in there. Let's see, we've got another guy. Danny Marshall just came into the game for Urbana. He's started before. Danny is a 6'1" junior. So Marshall's in there and Neff's in there from they're the replacements here early. Anthony Neff holding that ball outside, fires it over to Buttry. Buttry just over the timeline. They're going up the right side now as they work the ball over to Neff. Neff trying to get that ball into Marshall, and Marshall has it blocked. Taken away by Reinhardt. Brody Reinhardt, fast break for Frederick, lays it up, and no good off the iron there. Wow, just a little too hard.
Ose.
Rebound, Tariq McKenzie.
Ose got it and back out to Tariq. Say, Osei's been busy on the boards.
Oh, he has. Working that ball in is Eli Reinhardt. There's a two-handed pass deep in the corner to Brody Reinhardt. Now it comes back out to Osei. Osei quickly over to Tariq McKenzie on the left side. Back it goes to Osei. We'll look at the shot clock at 15 now. Back it goes to McKenzie. Barking out signals to Reinhardt. They go deep in the corner to Hill. Now back out to Tariq McKenzie. McKenzie on the left side puts up a three. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Buttrey, the little guy. And Buttrey coming up quickly. Bounce pass ahead. Oh, what a beautiful play by Neff.
Nicely done.
And the beautiful pass was by Buttrey.
Anthony Neff, excellent shot off the glass.
All right, Frederick with the ball. Now it's 10-4 as Urbana broke the silence there with a the score. And they got Osei trapped in the corner.
I thought it went off of Urbana. Off Frederick. Okay. Good defense there.
And Buttrey was right.
Yep.
He pointed. He said, it's our ball. And he was right. All right, Buttrey. He's being guarded by Osei in the backcourt. Noah Buttrey brings that ball up. Good little guard for Urbana. He loses the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be, I think, Frederick Ball? No?
Yep, nope.
Urbana.
It's off Osei. Great hands that time by Nathan Osei. Well, he's playing a fantastic game here up to this point, Pete. Both ends of the floor.
6'1" junior. He comes in, helps out on the press. Looks like somebody hurt. Yeah, yeah. Danny Marshall is hurt. He'll come out of the game. So he comes out. We'll have a delay here while we get the... And we're going to have Brendan Schmitz, a 6'2" junior, for Urbana.
So Danny's 24, not 21. We had that issue before.
Yeah.
Over here before. So he looked like he turned his ankle. That's not good.
All right. Buttrey now brings that ball up for Urbana.
Uh-oh.
Firing the ball high, but Neff saves it. Neff looked like he was going to attack the basket. Now there's a whistle. See what the call is here. Looks like a foul against Frederick. No numbers up on the board yet. The score is 10-4 with 2:52 to go in the first quarter. 6-point lead for the Frederick Cadets.
No fouls called yet either, Pete.
No, I guess that was... Okay, it comes into Neff. Back to Buttrey. Buttrey on the side. Now to Sika. Sika goes outside. Gets it to Buttrey at the top of the key. Buttrey looking around. A man-to-man defense again by Frederick. Over it goes to Sika. Sika has Jameek Hill on him. Sika looking. Shot is up. A wild shot.
Oh.
Hits the side of the backboard and bounces away. Wow, what defense again by Frederick. Sean Berry just threw up a prayer.
I think it's a combination of man and zone here for Frederick. If you watch it, Pete, when they roll through, they let him go and then pick up the next guy, and then the guy behind him picks up whoever's going running through. So it looks like it gives you the appearance of a man-to-man, but they're doing a great job of rotation through there.
Osei looked like he was open, but passes nicely underneath. Now the pass goes back out to Osei.
Oh,
he got the three.
Wow.
Osei with a beautiful shot. What a game he's playing so far. Nathan Osei for Frederick, 13-4. And the Cadets lead by 9. Biggest lead of the game comes to Neff on the right side. Neff driving to the basket. Looked like he put the shot up. No, he gets it to Sika. Sika gets the ball into Hayden.
Leg.
And Hayden bounces the ball off his leg. It's picked up by Reinhardt. Reinhardt on the gallop. Gets that ball over now to Jameek Hill. The long jumper won't go. That was a three-point shot around the rim and out. And a foul underneath.
McKenzie going high in the air for that. So what kind of athlete he is.
Wow.
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nice play.
Oh. Ball shot is up and no good. Rebound under there taken by Sika. And Sika gets it over to Hayden. Hayden brings it up quickly for Urbana. 13-4, Frederick leading, but Urbana with the ball. Driving to the basket. Hayden wouldn't go. Rebound taken down by Frederick. The Cadets with...
Arrington in there now.
Arrington. I knew they had another guy in there. That's Jameek Hill. Deep in the corner. The three for Hill. Jameek Hill, his first three of the night. And it is 16-4. 12-point lead for the Cadets. And a full court pressure is Osei again pressuring Hayden. Is Hayden bringing it up?
A little weave here by Urbana.
Gets it to Neff. Neff firing it over to Sika. Sika drives to the basket. A baseline jumper won't go. Rebound is Frederick. Frederick with a big lead in the ball.
That's Hill.
Hill. Jameek Hill goes to the basket. His foul scores. Hill and one.
Wow. Boy, Frederick has everything clicking right now, Pete. That is for sure.
18-4. What an
Osei,
explosion.
Osei, McKenzie, and Hill.
Whew. Good combination for Cadets early.
Brody throwing in the jumpers. Everybody's playing taking care of their role and doing it extremely well.
And Jameek Hill, a man with a 70% free throw percentage so far this year at the line for the N1 here. 18-4, his team leads. The score is up. The shot is up and won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Frederick. That's
Asa Weeks.
Asa Weeks, who just came in. The little guy gets in there and gets the rebound. Now Urbana with the ball. It's 21-4.
Boy.
Buttry with the ball.
Urbana's got their hands full now, that's for sure. Uh-oh. That's
they throw the ball away. They're going to have to regroup here between quarters. 21-4.
At this point, Frederick. Coach Schreiber certainly is very pleased with his bunch. They are playing extremely well.
All right, the cadets now is Asa Weeks in the game.
Along with
Saeed Kolo, another senior. So Kolo and Weeks are in there. Long shot from downtown.
Guess
that's
who?
A three-point shot.
Guess who?
Arrington, the freshman.
Now he has 22.
Arrington with freshman nailing it. 24-4. We've got a 20-point lead. Driving to the basket and attracting the foul there is Urbana's Ben Seacott.
Seacott,
6-foot junior.
Nice crossover dribble and used his quickness and almost got the three-point play out of it.
So he'll get two shots here with a score 24-4, 19.3 seconds to go first quarter. Shot up and good by Seacott. He was starting earlier this year. And he's got to get his team back in this game. Down by 20 points. Nobody expected that. 19.3 seconds to go. Seacott, his second free throw in the first quarter. Here we go.
This is Bobby. Predical wait around for get this last shot here before the quarter ends.
Kolo with the ball over to Arrington. They go deep in the corner. Arrington outside. Feeds it over to Kolo. Kolo gets it back to Arrington for another three. Oh, we get another one.
Oh,
wow. Arrington with two threes. The freshman.
Oh,
and a shot. Oh, it's the top of the backboard. Almost went in. We almost had another one. Jerry Ozzo shot there. But the score at the end of one half, amazingly, Frederick 27, Urbana 6. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Well, Red McDonough is our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. Pete McLeod. And Steve Nitz, we are live at Urbana, and right now, a surprise, Frederick 27 and Urbana 6. What's going on here, Steve?
I'll tell you what, Urbana is struggling at the offensive end, and Frederick is just doing everything right. Shots going down, defense has been just suffocating, and really pressured Urbana of getting some poor shots and even running out of time once.
Saeed Kolo with it now for Frederick as they get the ball to start this second quarter already with that big lead, 27-6. Reinhardt underneath gets it up top now to Asa Weeks. Comes over to Arrington, the freshman, and they lose the ball underneath, and the ball is taken away the other way by Urbana's Axel Sika. Up it comes to Neff. Neff being double-teamed, and the ball
nice.
Taken right out of his hands.
Arrington, the freshman.
Cadets on a run, putting the ball up, and in is Saeed Kolo. Oh, man.
Coast to coast on that one, Pete.
29-6. Big lead for the Frederick Cadets. Urbana trying to slow things down. Hayden tries to cut under the basket. Neff can't get him open or get him the ball. Sean Berry with it now at the top of the key. An air ball is thrown up there, and here comes Reinhardt the other way for Frederick. Behind the back, gets the ball over to Saeed. Now here comes Arrington, the freshman. Gets the ball to Reinhardt deep in the corner, and he nails a three.
Good.
Brody Reinhardt with a three, and give him 9 points on the night now, Brody Reinhardt, timeout call.
All Coach Jarbo is to do is scratch his head. You know, what do? You play real good defense as best you can. When they're knocking down shots like that, it's tough.
The Cadets red hot. 9 points for Brody Reinhardt. 5 points for Jameek Hill. 4 points for Tariq McKenzie. Nathan Osei with 3 points. 2 points for Saeed Kolo. 6 points, as we said, for Jaden Arrington, the freshman, who is having a great night. He's just heaving them up there, and they're going in. It's a nice zone to be in.
Well, one thing about when you have a zone, and I think Urbana got out of the zone, but to beat the zone is the quick accurate passes. That's how you get people out of place. And what Frederick was doing earlier, too, is setting up screens over here. So those guys coming back to their area to take care of their area in the zone got picked. And that left Arrington and others over here free to get that jump shot, that three-point shot.
They are sinking those shots when they get them.
I think they've only missed maybe one, maybe two at the most.
Brendan Schmidt's in the game now as he gets the ball into C-Cat.
Pressure here, Pete. That's what it is.
Neff over to C-Cat. C-Cat being guarded by Reinhardt of Frederick. C-Cat almost up to the timeline now. Comes over to the left side, and he hands the ball back off now.
You see how they're picking off and trap.
Oh. Reinhardt was... The shot was up and no good, and a rebound, and it goes off of an Urbana player, and it'll be Urbana ball, I think.
Yep.
C-Cat will be over there. C-Cat will put the ball in play. Ben C-Cat for Urbana.
Someone who hasn't been in the offense very much.
Neff, a three-pointer. Nope. Oh, won't go. Rebound is taken down by Urbana.
The big boy.
Wouldn't go. The rebound is, that's also a miss. Two shots at the rebound, wouldn't go. Reinhardt takes it the other way for Frederick. Brody Reinhardt. Cut off by C-Cat, has to bring it back out.
Good hands by it.
There's Colo, lost the ball. Colo lost the ball to C-Cat. C-Cat coming back for Urbana as they get the ball back. There's Sika. Sika throws the ball away. Reinhardt steals it. Brody Reinhardt puts it up and in. And 13 points for Brody Reinhardt. Oh, he's having a huge night. 34-6. This is incredible. And a foul being called on Urbana.
Offensive.
Offensive foul on Neff. Didn't like the call, but he's going to have to live with it.
Yeah, you got to pick your head up and see where you're going, where that guy is before you take off and go.
Colo will put the ball in play for Frederick 2 weeks.
Then you got Arrington, Reinhardt, and Holly.
34-6. This is never expected this. Reinhardt with the ball. He's having a big shooting night. Gets the ball to Colo. Colo brings it back out. Full man-to-man defense being put on by Urbana, and they tip the ball away. With it is Arrington. Arrington with a two-handed pass to Reinhardt over in the corner. Deep in the corner is Brody Reinhardt. He brings it back out for the Cadets, who have the huge lead. Driving the basket is Colo. Can't do it. He's cut off with good defense by Urbana. Three-point shot up. That's an air ball. And coming the other way now will be the Hawks. Here comes C-Cat. C-Cat left-handed dribble, shifts to the right hand, gets it over in the corner to Neff for a three. It won't go. The lid on the basket for Urbana. And a foul by Urbana. The rebounding action. That was frustration by Brendan Schmitz.
Yep. Arrington will go to the line. Now some more subs in for Frederick.
34-6 is our score in favor of the Frederick Cadets. Arrington is a 64% free throw shooter. I guess there won't be any shooting yet.
Four fouls for Urbana, one team foul for Frederick.
All right, with the ball is Jameek Hill. Gets it into Jameek McKenzie, gets knocked to the floor by Sean Berry.
Yep, Sean Berry got him with the body. Didn't really mean to, but it happened.
5:01 to go in the first half. Deep in the corner, Reinhardt comes up with a short jumper. That's up and good. A beautiful shot. Brendan Schmitz.
No, I'm sorry. Jared Brown. My fault. Jared Brown. Nice shot. He's in the ballgame. Look at this. Pressure again. Jump ball. Urbana ball, though, in this possession. Great shot. Everybody's hitting tonight.
Yep. Jared Brown coming in off the bench. Coach Greg Schreiber puts in. They're doing well out there. 36-6, a 30-point lead. This can't be. These are two very evenly matched teams. A foul now as Neff drives to the basket. I think he got hit on the arm, I think.
I think that was on Hill, but I'm not sure. Let's see.
36-6, 4:39 to go in the second quarter.
To me, Hill, his first.
Just hard to believe.
I know. Justin Zimmerman back in for the pass to him.
They get the Zimmerman
nice
gets his own rebound. Can't get the shot to go. Just will not go. Tariq McKenzie ahead of the crowd. Oh, he gets clobbered. He'll get two shots at the line. Just clobbered up the other end. Wow.
Austin McMahon made sure he didn't get the shot.
I guess he did. Austin McMahon, a basketball game. We had a football game break out there.
Wow.
What a play by McMahon.
Yep.
Just a rough play. And at the line for two will be Tariq McKenzie, shooting at 63% on the year from the foul line. And he nails it. All net for Tariq. Shows no ill effects from that collision. And Tariq now with 5 points on the night. Second shot is up, and it is no good. Hits the inside of the iron, and the rebound is taken down by Sean Berry. Gives it to Seacat. Seacat, oh, with a long, nice pass up to Neff. Neff with the baseline. No, he passed. I thought it was a baseline jumper. But he passed to
nice
Schmitz,
job.
Who drives in and scores. Austin McMahon using his body, getting in good position and getting the layup there.
Nice job. He took the ball on the baseline, and up he went using his strength.
There's Hill along the baseline. The teardrop won't go. The rebound by Seacat. Oh, Seacat lost the ball.
Stolen. Oh, what a pass by
underneath.
Osei.
Off the glass. Was that Osei who got the basket?
No, that was Hill.
Hill got the basket.
Osei on the pass.
Goes to Neff, to Seacat. Seacat bumping into a Frederick player. Lost his balance, gets his balance back, and keeps control of the ball. What a play by Seacat.
See how they're switching off as they come around.
Anthony Neff. And a whistle, a travel at the top of the key as Justin Zimmerman tried to drive down the lane and traveled.
Schmitz back in for Urbana along with Futry.
Boy, I tell you, they're switching people in and out on that. Both teams just going really deep on the bench. No matter who Coach Schreiber puts in, though, they're doing well out there. Nathan Osei bringing that ball up. Shot from the corner. That won't go. Tip. Oh, it's up and in by Tariq McKenzie.
I mean, that was off balance. Way up in the air. Still got the tap to go.
Wow. Ball comes up quickly to Neff. Neff trying to drive to the basket. Does so. Gets the shot off around the rim and out. There's a lid on that basket for Urbana. It won't go in. Finally, Zimmerman trying to get that ball to go in. He can't. The ball is loose on the floor and picked up by Fredericks to Tariq McKenzie.
Nice job by
Buttrys.
Then
the Buttrys intercepts the pass, drives to the basket, puts it up. That won't go. Rebound put up, and that won't go by Zimmerman, but he got fouled.
Oh,
wow.
Those poor kids from Urbana who put the lid on the bucket.
Zimmerman just screaming out in frustration. 41-8, but he will go to the line here for two shots.
Boy, that's just one of those nights, that's for sure. See if Urbana can work their way out of this funk.
And the round the rim and out. The free throws won't drop either for Zimmerman. Justin will have another one. He's a 6'6" sophomore for the Hawks. Some different people coming in off the bench here for Frederick. Alex Ward in the game for Frederick.
I think Coach Schreiber's used just about everyone on this bench.
I think so. Zimmerman. Second free throw is good by Justin Zimmerman. Maybe that'll break the spell for the Hawks.
We need to get some stops, get some buckets here to close the half out, get on a moving in a positive direction.
Nathan Osei over to McKenzie. They work that ball around as Ward.
Shot. Yep, that was Osei.
Osei.
The push off.
So Osei gets the foul there.
Yep, used that forearm, extended it.
All right, with the ball and full court pressure still for Buttry.
Oh,
Buttry
nice
goes
job.
Right through two defenders, gets
there
into the
goes.
Clear. Buttry tries to get the shot off. It's up, no good. Rebound under there again by Urbana. They can keep control of the ball.
Nice
finally
shot,
a three-point by
there
Buttry.
We go. There we go.
Noah Buttry gets
and
the
stolen by Buttry.
Shot.
Good hustle.
Puts
and
it up. And in, he gets fouled.
There you go. Noah Buttry with a little excitement here to get Urbana and the fans back in this game a little bit here. Great job on at that end by Noah Buttry. Knocks the three down, and they weren't paying attention. He snuck in, stole the ball, gets fouled, makes the bucket, gets a three-point play out of this.
So 41-14 is our score, and Buttry will go to line for the and one after the timeout here. But Urbana showing the first signs of life tonight, I guess. But they've actually been trying.
Well, they
while
have.
It's not going in.
I know the score still is not where you'd like it to be, but you don't take anything positive at this point.
Crowded around their coaches, Greg Schreiber of Frederick and Mike Jarbo of Urbana. 41-14 in favor of Frederick here in the second quarter. As Frederick just broke right out of the gates that first quarter, and they've led throughout. Brendan Schmitz staying in the game here for Frederick, along with Greg Ward, Nathan Osei,
Jared Brown.
And Brown.
Buttry gets his foul shot to complete this three-point play.
Shot is up, and it is
no good.
No good, no. And Frederick has the ball again. Jose got that rebound. Top of the key, it goes to Ward, who's trying to go down. There is Schmitz.
Shot foul. That's what you don't want to do is foul a kid shooting the three-pointer.
Jared Brown, rather, was up there, and he'll get three shots at the line. Jared Brown for Frederick.
I think that was on McMahon. Yeah. His second.
Three shots. He misses the first. Brendan Schmitz. He is a 50% free throw shooter on the year. Shot up, and that's good. So he got the second one there.
Okay, Jared. Jared Brown, one out of two. See if he can get two out of three here.
That's good. So 4 points for Jared Brown on the night. And once again, to Hayden. Hayden having trouble getting it over. Gets it to Buttry. Buttry just goes, splits the defense. Gets the ball over on the side to Hayden. And Hayden's three won't go, but a rebound gets it back out to him. So Hayden has the ball.
Good job by Schmitzen to get the rebound back to Buttry here.
1:59 left in the second quarter here. Urbana trying to get back in. Zimmerman goes right down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. That won't go. Gets a third rebound. Puts that up. That won't go, but it gets fouled. Oh, man. Justin Zimmerman.
Justin has to get a little softer touch when he's inside there. He's a little too hard on the shots going up. That's why they're coming off the rim.
He's just a sophomore and learning out there. This is the way to learn, I'll tell you. He's got two shots. Shot is up, and it is good by Justin Zimmerman. He has 2 points on the night. He's 2 for 3 at the line. 1:47 to go. Second quarter, 43-15 in favor of Frederick. And a big surprise here. Zimmerman's second free throw is good. So 3 for 4 at the line for him tonight. 43-16 as Urbana trying to claw back. They got a long road to hoe, though.
Now they got a little trap here in the backcourt trying to get some more possessions out of this.
Hayden is on Osei. Osei breaks that press pretty easily, beats him to the basket, and tries to pass off and throws it out of bounds. So the pressure worked, I guess, by Urbana.
Well, he thought Ward was breaking toward the basket, and he was breaking back out, and the ball went out of bounds.
And Urbana firing the ball up to Schmitz. Schmitz gets back out to Buttry. Buttry, give and go. Trying to shake the defense over there of Reinhardt. Comes over in the corner to Hayden.
Nice pass.
Now Zimmerman goes right to the basket. Yep. Oh, what a pretty move. But it's an offensive foul.
Yep.
Oh, too bad for Zimmerman.
Got to realize that before you take off. He was already set. You got to put the brakes on and go straight up.
Zimmerman again, the sophomore. Just learning out there. Jose being guarded by Sika. Almost had a steal there.
Yep.
They work it over to McKenzie deep in the corner. On the baseline now, they're trapping Ward.
Schmitz called on the foul.
Schmitz a little too eager to get that ball away.
There's another person. There's one in there. Sika hasn't been involved in the offense so far. He's done a great job defensively.
1-1, and Ward will go to the line for the 1-1 here for the Frederick Cadets. Alex Ward, the 6'1" junior for Frederick. 43-16, he can add to that lead for the Cadets. Shot up, and it is no good. So he misses on the 1-1, and the rebound is taken out by Hayden. And Hayden brings it up himself over the timeline, being guarded over there by Kolos. Saeed Kolos has come back into the game over on the left side now. It goes to Neff.
And to Buttry.
Buttry now with a two-handed pass along the side to Neff. Neff holds it over his head, looking for Sika. Sika along the baseline, puts it up. Oh, and in! Good. It went in and out and in again.
I guess he heard me, Pete.
Wow. Sika with a nice play.
A good hustle and save there by Weeks. Ball almost going out of bounds.
With the ball of the Frederick Cadets. Baseline drive.
Nice travel shot.
But no whistle, and he got away. Alex Ward, if he did travel, he got away with it. He scores again. Alex Ward. And Neff is called for the travel as the makeup call with the other team, I guess. That was a travel, though.
Yes, it was.
All right, it's 45-18 now. The big lead by the Frederick Cadets as they get that ball in. They're having fun out there.
This will be the last shot before the half.
30 points. 16, 15 seconds.
Nice pass.
Now. And there's Colo driving to the basket. Misses the layup. 10 seconds left. Here comes Urbana. They'd like to get the last basket. Hayden puts it up. An air ball. Rebound. Zimmerman.
Oh, that time it worked.
Zimmerman with a big offensive rebound. Shot at the buzzer. Not too far off, but at least Urbana got some semblance of getting back into this game.
His last 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes plus there for the Urbana Hawks.
And the score here at halftime is Frederick 45 and Urbana 20. We'll have our halftime activities coming up. We'll take a break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
WFMD News.
Monday, the Senate passed a continuing resolution to...
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
At halftime here at Urbana High School, it's 45 to 20 in favor of Frederick over Urbana. We were just talking to Steve Nibbs, and we never expected this when we came here tonight. We knew both these teams were a little subpar right now, but we never expected a blowout. That's one thing indeed. That never entered our mind. Frederick, though, they just can't do anything wrong here, the Cadets.
They came out and just hitting everything. I mean, offensively, great defense. I mean, their defense has been really, really good. Suffocating until the last 3 minutes of the game when Noah Buttry got him sparked a little bit for Urbana, and they ended it on a positive note to end the first half.
Going over the scoring first for the Frederick Cadets, the visiting team here ahead by 25. Do you believe that? Brody Reinhardt, 11 points so far. Jameek Hill at 5 points. 7 points for Tariq McKenzie. 3 points for Nathan Osei. 6 points for Jaden Arrington, the freshman. 2 points for Saeed Colo. 4 points for Jared Brown. And 2 points for Alex Ward, all unofficial, of course. And for the Urbana Hawks, the homestanding team tonight, Noah Buttry with 5 points, 4 points for Axel Sika, 5 points for Justin Zimmerman, the sophomore who's played very hard. He's made some mistakes, but he's also made some outstanding plays. 2 points for Ben Seacott, 4 points tonight for Austin McMahon off the bench. Another guy off the bench, Anthony Neff, with 2 points tonight for the Urbana Hawks, coached by Mike Jarbo, who I'm sure is talking to him at halftime and telling him, hey, it's one of those things. Let's go out, play hard, and see if we can get back in this thing. 25 points is a lot of points to make up, but it's been done before.
Indeed. You can't do anything about the first 16. Let's do something about the second 16.
So we will have the second half coming up. We're just minutes away from the opening of action. Urbana High School against Frederick. Once again, the score is Frederick 45 and Urbana 20 here at halftime. We will take another break and remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Urbana 45 to 20. Frederick way out in front, and we were just talking, Steve Nibbs and I were talking about some of the players for Frederick who've had outstanding nights, and we say Nathan Osei may only have 3 points at the half, but he has been involved in this game and been an architect of this big, big night for Frederick.
Indeed he has. An excellent defensive player, and he's been on the boards and hustling all over the floor. And so, you know, that's what you need to do. If it's not going your way offensively, you take care of the defensive end, or vice versa. You always make up it for the other side. Help your team out. Get ready to.
Both teams are gathered around their coaches, Greg Schreiber of Frederick, and Mike Jarbo of Urbana. As we're set here in a few seconds to get underway here in the second half, 45-20, the surprising score. When these two teams play, it's usually a nail biter right down to the last second. But Frederick just getting a burst of energy there in the late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, and they have this big 45 to 20 halftime lead. The score at the end of the first quarter, you already could see the makings of this. It was 27-6 at the end of the first quarter. It's been a very hot night for Frederick and Urbana until late in the second quarter. That ball, there was a lid on the basket. The ball would not go in.
And there you go in the second quarter. You got it's 18-14. So there's your usual scoring for when you have this ball game. But I think for Coach Jarbo and the Urbana kids, they'd like to be able to say, as a goal, cut this lead in half by the end of the third quarter, but we'll see.
All right, and no jump ball. It'll just go over to Frederick. They will have possession, and they've got the 25-point lead as we start out here in the second half and see if Urbana can work their way back in and make a basketball game out of this. Oh, the turnaround jumper on the lane is no good by Hill, and the rebound taken down by Sika gives it to Buttrey, who flashes up, gets it back to Sika, now to Buttrey. Good guard play there by Urbana as they work that ball over to Hayden deep in the corner. Hayden at the top of the key to Sean Berry for a three. No! Hits the front of the rim. Buttrey with the rebound for the Hawks.
Kind of surprised everybody, but stood around and watched as the ball bounced on the floor.
And Buttrey, probably the smallest man out there on the court, again comes up with a rebound, gets it to Hayden. Hayden deep in the corner. Hayden with a two-handed pass quickly over to Berry. Buttrey with a three. Oh, just off the iron. No good. Rebound by Urbana. That's Sean Berry. Underneath it goes.
Nice shot, Hayden.
Hayden was squeezing it up there and putting it in for the Hawks. 45-22. Under there, the rebound taken out by Sika. Sika the other way for the Hawks. Sika along the baseline, gets it feeding it in the corner to Hayden. Hayden with the bounce pass. Now Hayden drives to the basket. Hayden puts it up.
Too hard off the glass.
No good. And the rebound taken down by Reinhardt. Up ahead he goes to Osei. Oh, Osei had the ball blocked by Berry. Nice play, Sean Berry. And he gets the outlet pass to Buttrey. End-to-end action here. Buttrey goes right to the basket. Puts it in. Noah Buttrey.
Great start here by Urbana, Pete.
7 points for Buttrey tonight, 45-24. The Hawks cut the lead to 21. As they work that ball over to Hill. Hill with a three. Won't go good. Rebound, Sean Berry. Berry almost falling down, gets it to Buttrey. Buttrey fires it up to Zimmerman, who has it blocked nicely by Tariq McKenzie.
Great job by McKenzie. That'll be an easy bucket there for Urbana.
And it's going to be Urbana ball out of bounds, but I'll tell you, McKenzie saved 2 points there.
He sure did.
45-24, Urbana trying to claw back in. Shot from the outside, won't go. Rebound taken down by Reinhardt. Reinhardt comes the other way on the gallop to Noah. And the shot is hit by Eli Reinhardt. Was that a two or a three?
That's a two.
Two by Eli. And it's 47-24. As Urbana comes back, Buttrey along the baseline. Trying to get to Hayden, but the ball tipped by Frederick. It'll be Urbana ball. So the Hawks must have got a talking to at halftime.
They've been a little embarrassed here, Pete, so they're trying to come out here and show that they're better than what they showed in that first half.
Buttrey with it. Buttrey just been the heart and soul of this Urbana team tonight. He backs up almost to the timeline, trying to get a play set with 15 seconds on the shot clock. He moves towards the basket now, flips it off to Zimmerman. It goes to Hayden. Hayden flips it over to Sika. Sika to Berry in the paint. Berry moves in, puts it up. It looked like it was blocked, but he may have... No! They say it was not a foul. It was blocked by Frederick.
Jump ball, so that's Urbana.
Reinhardt clapping his hands. I thought it was a foul, but no. Reinhardt tipped me off that it was not a foul.
She called jump ball.
Possession arrow favors Urbana. So Urbana will have the ball under their own basket. Buttrey will put the ball in play. 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. And Buttrey gets it in quickly to Sika for a three. Drained it. He drains the three. Axel Sika. And here comes Frederick on the attack now. Jameek Hill puts it up and draws the foul.
Sean Berry on the foul. Maybe his third. Possibly just two. The second. Yep.
So Sean has two at the line for two.
Oh, they called on Justin Zimmerman. Sorry.
At the line here will be Jameek Hill, 70% free throw shooter, and he nails it. And he has got 6 points tonight, Jameek Hill. Good player for Frederick.
Schmitz in now for Zimmerman. Justin sits down with two fouls.
All right, Hill now measures. 48-27 the score. The shot is up, and it is good again by Hill. 7 points for him on the night. Full court pressure. Buttrey not bothered by that.
Osei.
He'll have Osei on him, but he goes right by Osei. He has that speed as they work that ball around. Seacott in the game now. Underneath it goes Schmitz. Around the rim and out. The rebound taken down by Jameek Hill.
He stole
him. Sputtry right out of his hands.
Nice.
Sputtry, no look pass to Schmitz, who puts it up. No good. Ooh, too hard off the glass. He had the bunny and couldn't convert. Up it goes to Osei, who lays it in on that beautiful pass from Jameek Hill.
That was a... That should have been 2 points for Urbana on that possession,
yeah.
Pete. They had two easy buckets to make, and they didn't make either one.
Sika drives to the basket. No contact under there, but no call. And the rebound goes over to Frederick. Up to Osei. Osei outside that arc. Osei with the three. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out by Sika. Sika off to Buttry. Buttry brings it up for Urbana, going right to left. 51-27, the score in favor of Frederick. Hayden gets it out to Buttry. 4:20 to go, third quarter now. Have that weave,
that
and they mess up the weave. And a steal by Osei. He puts it up and in. An acrobatic shot by Osei. It goes in, spinning in off the glass.
Yeah, I know Coach Dorbo's just a little discouraged because they come out, and here they cut it. It was 47-27. Things were going their way. And now it's a 6-0 run by Frederick. Two easy buckets that should have been made for Urbana at their end.
Oh.
You got to make those. I mean, those were right underneath the basket.
Yeah, you got to. He just got a little excited under there, and the ball too hard off that glass and wouldn't go in for the Hawks. And there was about a six-point swing there with two of those blown easy shots. 53-27 now, and all that work Urbana did to get the ball down to get the score down to about 20. And now it's back up again, 53-27, back up to 26.
20, you can start working, chipping away with, you know, 4.5 minutes left to get it down to maybe 15, 13. Now it's workable. Now they got to battle back, get six off of here first, and then go from there.
Austin McMahon in the game for the Hawks. So you got Hayden will stay in, and they also got Zimmerman staying in. Sika's still in, and of course Buttry, who's playing his heart out there for the Hawks.
He needs help.
He gets it.
Yep.
He gets it back, but Osei just really on him, and he's a much bigger man. 6'1", towering over Buttry. And Buttry, with his speed, can usually get by him. In the corner goes to Hayden. Zimmerman's wide open. He's got to take that. He gets it back over to Buttry. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Zimmerman. Back to Buttry. Buttry sees an opening. Drives to the basket, but loses control of the ball.
Osei.
Out of bounds.
Osei with the quick hands, but it went out on Frederick.
And it'll be Urbana under their own basket now, trying to get somebody open.
Nice
get it
pass.
To Sika, and he squeezes it in.
Nice shot by Axel Sika.
Axel with 8 points on the night now. Shot put up, as an old-time set shot put up there by Frederick, and missed. The rebound, Zimmerman. Zimmerman throws it away. Oh, yeah, it'll be Urbana ball. I didn't see anybody touch that. But I guess I must have missed it because it's Urbana ball. And it comes into Buttry. 53-29, the score, over to Hayden. Hayden back to Buttry as they try to break the press, and they flip it over to Hayden. Hayden out just outside that three-point arc. He moving towards the basket quickly.
Pass.
Fires up to Sika. Nice pass. Zimmerman along the baseline, puts it in.
Nice fake to get him up in the air, and came and put it back in there.
Justin Zimmerman with a pretty move along the baseline. Goes back over to McKenzie, to Reinhardt. In the corner to Hill. Jameek Hill throws it away. The ball is recovered by Fredericks.
Stolen.
McKenzie then knocked away again, and he knocks it away from Zimmerman. He goes up for the basket, and Buttry just shakes his head.
I think Coach Schreiber's calling a timeout.
Buttry did all that work, and Zimmerman still couldn't get the basket.
It'll be Urbana ball.
It will be Urbana ball, and they trail 53-31, so the lead down to 22. It was at 26, so they cut 4 points off that, but still a ways to go.
Yep.
As they try to, it was over 30 points in the first half. Been a tough night for Urbana, but they show signs of life here in the third quarter. Twice now they've made runs to cut that lead, getting it down close to 20 points.
And Axel Seek has now got involved in the offense. I think he scored 3 buckets this quarter already, so, and they need him to do that.
Yeah, no question. 53-31. We have 2:51 to go, third quarter here at Urbana. The Frederick Cadets enjoying a good night so far, but Urbana trying to nip at their heels here. Buttry will put the ball in play, fires it in as Urbana has the ball. Sika now works it outside, back to Buttry. Buttry looking underneath. as the Hawks try and work that ball around, try to find the open shot. Austin McMahon also in the game now for the Hawks. Justin Zimmerman, top of the key, fires it over to Buttrey on the left side. Buttrey going right by Tariq McKenzie.
Oh, my.
Oh, what a play by Buttrey right by McKenzie and laid it in. 53-33, the lead down to 20.
This is where Urbana needs to get a stop. There's Arrington.
Yeah, the freshman. No, he got it again. The teardrop, a 10-footer by the freshman for Frederick Arrington. 8 points now for him on the night. Driving to the basket, putting it up as McMahon, but drew the foul, I think.
Well, he got fortunate there. He was trying to force something there, Pete. And he got fouled, so that's a good thing there for them. But it was really he tried to do too much.
Austin McMahon at the line, coming off the bench tonight, playing pretty well for Urbana, and sinks the first free throw. So McMahon now with 5 points on the night.
Osei gets a breather, as does Hill for Frederick.
Unique Holly coming into the game, one of the players coming in for Frederick. See Weeks out there, Asa yep. Weeks. Putting the ball up is McMahon, and that is no good. And the rebound is taken down by Reinhardt. Reinhardt will come the other way for Frederick. As they work that ball up, Weeks over on the left side. Asa Weeks comes to the top of the key, gets the hand, a pass over to McKenzie. In the corner it goes now, and back up top to Reinhardt. And continue to work that
nice
weave
move.
In. There's a jumper by Jimmy Hill.
Oh,
a 10-footer by Hill is good. And he now has 9 points on the night. Urbana will try and fight back. Sika driving to the basket. Puts it
nice.
Up and in. Oh, what a play by Sika.
Nicely done by Axel.
Axel in the air there, controlling the body and getting it in for the basket. It's 57-36 now. 21-point lead
Urbana,
for the Cadets.
Urbana needs the stops here.
But Urbana's played them pretty even here in the third quarter. As Frederick trying to protect their lead. Reinhardt, the 15-footer, won't go. Rebound fought for and is going to be taken by Frederick.
Arrington backs it out. Good thinking there by the freshman.
He gets the rebound on the bounce and gets it to the veteran McKenzie. McKenzie out by the midcourt line. There's a screen set for him by Weeks. Gets the ball to Reinhardt. Brody Reinhardt with a three. Brody Reinhardt having a big, big night with 14 points.
From the corner. Nicely done.
Here comes Buttrey. For the Hawks with 43 seconds to go, third quarter, 60-36. They just can't get over that 20-point hump.
There's again.
Brody Reinhardt steals. It gets fouled in the backcourt. A frustration foul by McMahon.
That's the second time they've messed up that weave. They haven't got the pass. The pass to each other was way too late, and it went off the leg and stays there, and Reinhardt gets the steal. 3 second difference here, Pete, with the shot clock and game clock.
Yeah, it's 60-36. Reinhardt with it. Reinhardt gets the ball over to McKenzie as they play catch. McKenzie with McMahon on him, pushes McMahon away.
Hands up.
There's your freshman again, Arrington getting the ball back to McKenzie. McKenzie trying to take advantage of a screen, can't do it. They get the ball in the corner to Weeks for a three, almost went in. Rebound along the baseline.
He stepped on the line or there's a foul?
One or the other. He's pointing to the
60-36.
It is a foul on Urbana, so it'll be Frederick Ball with 6 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Nice bounce pass underneath, up to Hill. He can't finish it off, and the rebound
hurry
taken out by Zimmerman.
Better hurry up.
Hayden can't get it off. They didn't listen to you, Steve. They better hurry it up. So our score after three quarters of play. It's Frederick 60 and Urbana 36. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Live at Urbana, as we start the fourth quarter, it's still Frederick with a 24-point lead, 60-36.
We were talking, Pete, that first quarter has been the nemesis for Urbana tonight because they played them. Frederick won the second quarter 18-14, and they won the third quarter 16-15. So it's been an even battle for the most part. For the last two quarters, that first quarter was the killer.
Just have not been able to overcome that disaster for them. It was a wonderful quarter for the, Cadets, of course.
It was a 19-point lead there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sean Berry in the game here for Urbana. And bringing that ball up is Colo. Colo gets it in the corner. On Arrington almost falls out of bounds here, but he just saves his balance. Gets it back up to Hill, and a blocking foul being called on Urbana early here.
That was Hayden.
Before the shot. So shots will not be involved here. 60-36 still, Frederick. And backing up is Hill. He gets it to Colo. Colo working that ball around. They look it along the baseline. There's the freshman, Arrington. Oh, he nails a three. The three-point shot by Arrington, the freshman. What a night he's having. 11 points now for him.
Wow.
With it is Buttrey. Buttrey along the baseline, trying to work that ball to Sean Berry. Is loose, and here comes Jameek Hill with it. Hill on the gallop. No-look pass over to Asa Weeks. Weeks will drive to the basket, but unselfishly feeds it out to the open man who missed the shot.
That was Buttrey. Arrington missed the three.
Buttrey gets the rebound. Buttrey in traffic to Hayden. Hayden loses the ball. It's picked up by Frederick.
Uh-oh.
Jameek Hill up there, off the glass and in by Hill.
I thought Jameek was going to go up over the top and slam it home.
Thought we were going to see a dunk there, but nope. Buttrey comes back 65-36, and Frederick has has not lost the lead. They've lengthened it. Neff, nice crossover dribble. Underneath, loses the dribble, though.
Too much dribble. He's got to get rid of the ball.
And Asa Weeks lost the ball out of bounds, but was touched by Urbana. Touched by Frederick, so Urbana will have the ball. Buttrey will put the ball in play. Buttrey, just pass it into Berry. That's what I would have done, but Neff gets it.
There you go.
To Berry along the baseline. Oh, he misses the bunny, and the rebound is taken down by Frederick. How do you? Oh, man.
My.
That's tough.
Good hustle there by
McMahon.
On defense, that's been an easy bucket for Frederick.
He just hustled, and McMahon just ran. He didn't care what the score was. Put his hand up, knocked it out of bounds. What a play.
Mateen Lashier is in the game now for Urbana.
And there goes Hill. Hill to the basket. We saw his athleticism there, but he misses the shot. Rebound by Sean Berry. Tried to do too much ball by himself, I think. Urbana with the ball.
Bad pass there.
Here they come the other way up to Hill. Hill.
Nice.
Berry blocks the ball as he was in the air. Now he gets the shot off, and he'll be fouled by Berry.
Yep, he got got the body in there.
Two shots at the line for Jameek Hill. He missed the first shot, got the offensive rebound, and then Berry knocked him down.
I think one of the students' favorites getting ready to come in for Frederick.
Looks like Tommy Ledge.
That's
Leggy.
Tom Leggy or Leg. Leggy.
Not sure how to pronounce that one. Tom Leggy, I think. And he's a favorite.
Yep.
Shot by Hill is good, Jameek Hill.
So we went from almost about 20, now it's back to 30.
Yeah.
Frederick's made sure they don't get any closer.
12 points for Hill. 66-36, a 30-point lead for the Frederick Cadets over Urbana, and you don't see that with these two teams involved very often.
No, you don't.
All right. Second shot up by Hill is good. And Jameek, very good at the line this year. He's shooting at a 70% clip at the free throw line. And he has hurt Urbana with his 4-for-4 free throw shooting tonight.
Usually you might see a game such as this, Pete, as far as the score is concerned, at the home court of the team.
Yeah. 6:03 to go.
Not if the visitors come in here to your place.
Mateen Lashier, as you mentioned, Steve, is in the game for Urbana.
And now Tom Leggy. It's been for Frederick. Big fella.
Kingsley.
Good hands by. Here he is.
Daniel.
Ose.
Ose ahead to Colo, and Colo puts it in from Ose.
What a bounce pass from Nathan Ose. Good Lord. And stolen Buttrey. Ose.
Losing the
He'll
ball.
Get it. Boom.
Oh, there's a one-handed jam by Ose. And he's just drinking it all of the applause from the fans and the atmosphere here. Nathan Ose with the one-handed dunk there. And that gives him on the night now 9 points. And Frederick is enjoying this. 71-36. Greg Schreiber with a smile on his face and just congratulating all his players. He's enjoying it, too.
Absolutely.
Why shouldn't he?
This is, again, this will be their three out of four now, Pete. They've won, so they got themselves momentum going in
they
to the next ball
game. You're right. It almost dates from that blowout where at the hands of TJ in the intra-city game.
Games such as that kind of makes you think and stop and think and reevaluate yourself and what you're trying to do. As you know, we were talking to Coach Manley our other night after their Watkins Mill loss, which a team they on paper should win, but they didn't. They had to reevaluate themselves, and look what they've done since.
They have. Well, we always knew they had talent.
Yes.
They've got deep talent, too. Greg Schreiber could go down and get his 15th and 16th man and not lose a heck of a lot.
But he's got some great athletes that aren't tall, but they get off the floor. And, of course, that play of that freshman's been outstanding.
Yeah, they're bringing him along. And I'll tell you, Jaden Arrington, he's going to be a three-year star for Frederick. I'll make that prediction right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't start a few games here down the stretch.
You may be right. Especially as we get to playoff time. Buttry, and we're almost at playoff time, believe it or not, about a month to go. As they work that ball along the baseline.
Nice move by McMahon.
Austin McMahon, I'll have to say one thing for him. He has played very hard.
Yes, he has.
The whole time he's been in there, coming in off the bench. He's got a chance to play tonight, and he's making the most of it. And that's all you can ask. Austin McMahon, remember him. He's only a sophomore. You'll be hearing from him in the next couple of years if he plays like this. And he's at the line now.
He's got good size, too, Pete.
Yeah.
6'2".
And he nails that free throw. And he's got 6 points tonight. He is a 6'2" sophomore. So he is still a growing boy.
And he had a 6'6" sophomore in Zimmerman. So that's a good thing for Urbana.
And two free throws there by McMahon. 71-38. 5 minutes to go in the game as we wind it down here. Frederick definitely has this one in their hip pocket right now. R.J. Lumpkin in the game for the Cadets. A foul underneath, and I think the person fouled was Asa Weeks, the 5'10 senior. And he will...
Yep.
It will not be a shooting foul.
That's number six.
And Sam Nguyen is in
the game. Oh, nice pass.
And he gets off a tremendous pass from the line.
That was Lumpkin, I believe. No, yeah.
Was it Lumpkin?
Yep.
Okay, Lumpkin is on the board here. R.J. Lumpkin, the 5'10 junior for Frederick. And the Hawks, they have some players coming in off the bench now. Twum Daniel is in.
Ooh, in and out by
Frederick.
Buttry. Nice ball. There he is again.
Buttry gets the ball back. I lost it. I'm going to get it back. It's in among the trees, and they block the shot.
And he traveled.
Tommy Leggy is in there now for
Asa
Frederick.
Asa Weeks traveled. Urbana ball.
So Weeks and Colo stay in there. Now, also in there is R.J. Lumpkin.
Kinsley Tuomdanzo. I think that's how it's said. Pete, yeah. I hope I said it okay. He's in for Urbana.
I think you got it right.
Ooh, nice move.
Buttry. Oh, he should have just gone to the basket.
Oh.
But he passed off in the travel. He had an open lane of the basket there. I don't know why he passed off.
I don't either. Mateen got himself a little too excited. It took a little extra step.
And it will be Frederick Cadet's ball here. Weeks in the game. Also a Jared Brown in the game again. A lot of these players don't get a chance to play a lot. So Leggy has it down. He gets it in the corner.
Ooh.
Brown shot. He was pushed. No call. He missed
nice
the shot.
Nice hustle that time by Lumpkin.
And
nice
Frederick
job.
Gets the ball. Lumpkin taking advantage of his playing time. We get the ball coming over here.
Saved.
Just saved before it crashed into our table here by Lumpkin.
He said he stepped on the line. Good hustle by Lumpkin, though.
And it'll be Hawks ball going the other way as McMahon gets the ball into Buttry. Work that ball around. Ball comes back over now to Twum Daniel. Danso. Shot
off the glass.
Off the glass and goes in.
Little skip shot off the glass.
That
three-pointer.
Twum Daniel that got that shot. The three-pointer there. 73-41. Well, you get a bunch of those threes. And they can at least make
stolen.
The score look protect.
By Mateen.
Puts it up and in.
Good hustle by Mateen Lechier.
He's a junior. They're going to try to steal again, but that time a foul was committed, I think, by McMahon.
I tell you, Asa Weeks shows some excellent ball handling skills and quickness.
Yeah, we've seen him before, and he's looked pretty good. Jared Brown in there stays in the game. He's made some good plays. And Leggy is in there standing next to Zimmerman. You can see how tall Zimmerman is because he towers over the big Leggy there. And he's just learning. You can see all kinds of ability that will come out in him. He's only a sophomore. The shot is no good. Rebound getting way up in the air for that rebound is Mateen Lashier.
Oh, nice crossover.
Like the way
by
he plays. But shot from the outside by Donzio. Again, it bounces up in the air. No good. Leggy gets his hands on it for Frederick. Loses it out of bounds. Zimmerman over there, but it'll be Frederick ball.
Yep. Zimmerman tried to gather it and bounce it on the line.
73-43 if you're just tuning in here with 2:20 to go. This has been a blowout, an unusual blowout when these two teams, especially the visiting team, has a bump in the backcourt.
Yep, Mateen.
By Lashier, and he will pick up a foul.
Coach has said, hey, you got to get yourself in position if you're going to make that play. Alex Ward back in. Asa Weeks.
Asa Weeks
takes a seat.
And R.J. Lumpkin at the line for Frederick. He's a 50% free throw shooter.
Ooh,
and around the rim and out. And the rebound taken down by McMahon to Buttry. Buttry brings it up for the Hawks with about 2 minutes left in the game.
Look,
Buttry slicing and dicing, but he had a spin on it, and it went around the rim and out. How
nice
did that
pass.
Happen? Put up and in by Lumpkin. R.J. Lumpkin taking the pass from Buttry and laying it in.
But Jared Brown with an outstanding pass to Lumpkin. That was excellent.
Buttry with it now. Buttry, I think, is hit
well,
in the
Lumpkin
back.
Was running full tilt, couldn't stop. And got himself wrapped up with Buttry, so the foul will be on him.
And Buttry will put the ball in play here. 1:50 to go in the game. 75-43. Frederick all the time. McMahon hustling for the rebound, but he traveled.
And nope, he got a foul.
Oh, he did. Good foul. He did.
Yep. Yep. And that was on Leggy.
75-43 with 1:46 to go here in the basketball game. A blowout win for the Frederick Cadets on the road. As Buttry brings it up for Urbana. They work it underneath, trying to get the shot off, and people on the floor.
When you're a big man, Pete, you, why don't you put it to the floor? You got yourself in trouble. You got people collapsing on you, and it's tough to maintain possession.
Zimmerman on the floor. He gets himself up. They say Urbana ball. Buttry will throw the ball in play for the Hawks. Does so to McMahon. McMahon in the paint. Puts it up. Oh, the shot is good off the glass by McMahon. Nice move.
Nice step. Crossover step, hook shot off the glass.
With it is Leggy. Leggy along the side now.
Nice pass.
They get it over to Brown.
Brown.
Jared Brown.
Don Leggy hustling.
Leggy on the floor.
Yep.
The fans love it.
Yep.
Well, you figure he works hard in practice.
Indeed.
And getting,
why not get this chance?
Getting the reward here. And he's, I tell you, he works hard out there.
Yes, he's been working hard on the boards for the cadets while he's been in there. And good for him.
75-45 as timeout is called. And stay tuned, stay with us. We'll have our guest for you in the post game. We'll discuss this game and what it may mean for both teams, because Frederick is on a roll right now ever since the intra-city disaster, or at least for them it was a disaster, the blowout win by TJ. They have been on a mission, and it may carry through right over to the postseason for all we know. But Frederick certainly has the talent, and Coach Schreiber can go deep on that bench. That's the impressive thing. And he doesn't lose a heck of a lot. We've seen these players. That reinforces what we thought was a lot of talent on that bench.
And they have certainly played tonight, and everybody has stepped up and done what they're supposed to do. And when you, like we've said before, when all that takes place, you're going to be winning more games than you lose.
Jared Brown will be at the line, the 5'10 senior. And he, as Steve described there, he had just a beautiful pass a few minutes ago. And now, I thought he was going to be at the line. I guess it's a non-shooting foul, so
nice pass. Leggy.
It's a Leggy. He scores.
There
Leggy
we go.
Gets the basket. Tommy Leggy.
There we go. Everybody is smiling for him.
Buttry, coast to coast, puts it up. He misses. Rebound up by Zimmerman. That won't go. Rebound is fought for, and
McMahon.
Urbana gets it.
It's stolen by Leggy.
Leggy gets it out of McMahon's hands. McMahon touches it, but it's picked up by Frederick. Here goes Brown. Brown to the basket, puts it up. Oh, good. It gets fouled. So Brown going right to the basket, draws the foul. Now he will be at the free throw line for a couple of shots here.
Certainly a special moment for Tommy Leggy this evening, that's for sure.
Yeah, the fans love that. But he deserved it.
Yes,
he worked
indeed.
Hard.
He has worked hard.
And so Brown's shot is up and hits the inside of the iron and bounces away. Sam Nguyen is in there for Frederick. Also, Mateen Lashier is in the game for Urbana. Jared Brown again at the line. Shot up, and it is good. It's that second free throw to go and has 5 points on the night. Jared Brown with it is Buttry. As we wind this one down, 78-45. I can't believe it. Zimmerman at the top of the key. Zimmerman stops the dribble, gets it to Buttry for the three. It's in and out. And the rebound fought for along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and they say Urbana ball.
Yep.
With 33 seconds.
On the shot clock and 35 seconds on the shot clock. 33 on our score clock.
Buttry gets the pass back.
Goes
right to the basket. Can't get it to go. And again, the lid on the basket for Urbana, and there was a foul in the rebounding action.
That should be one and one.
It should be, yep.
Or
the foul is on Urbana. Nine, so they definitely is a one and one situation.
Now they're saying 10, so now we got two. Double bonus.
Two shots for Frederick here. That's Unique Holly at the line. Buttry stays in the game for Urbana. Twum Danzo also staying in the game. And also staying in the game is Mateen Lashier for the Hawks. Back in the game for the Hawks is Sika. Shot is good by Holly. Holly is a 5'10 senior. And he gets another, puts it up, and that's no good. Bounces out. Rebound taken down by Sika of Urbana to Buttry, and he nearly threw it away, but Buttry saves the ball. He brings it up quickly. He does everything quickly.
Yes.
Mateen Lashier out of control as he drove an offensive foul.
Yep, he sure was. I think he was a little bit ahead of himself and started to fall forward, and that's what caused the offensive foul.
14.3 seconds as Brown puts it in play for Urbana, or for the Hawks, rather.
Not going to take any shots here.
Sam Nguyen will just hold that ball out as the clock winds down, and we're going to have a final score of 79-45. 79-45, Frederick over Urbana. It's as one-sided a game between these two teams you will ever see. Yeah. You want to get the coach? Yeah. That'd be good. We'll try to get the coach Schreiber over here for a few words on this, what he thinks this game might mean to the team and the way the Frederick Cadets have been playing lately. That's the important thing to note here, not the score. This game was won really in the first half by the Cadets. But they are playing very well. And what, again, impresses me so much is the talent, how deep it is on that bench. I mean, he goes down, he gets guys that we haven't even seen play before, and they look pretty good out there. So he uses his entire team. He really does. And they all have responded, and they certainly responded tonight. We'll go over the scoring for you in another part of our post-game show here. 13 points, I'll tell you off the top, though, for Jameek Hill as he had another big night. 7 points for Tariq McKenzie. 14 points for Brody Reinhardt, who had a big night with some great outside shooting by Brody tonight. So it was a big night for the Frederick Cadets. We'll get Coach Schreiber over here, head coach of the... On the internet. Games are on the internet, too. Hey, Greg. Coach Greg Schreiber of the Frederick Cadets here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have been in a roll since the disaster at the intra-city game, right?
Yeah. We're looking to, you know, try to just play more consistent when we play TJ, and they're certainly a great team. We didn't have our best effort. We didn't come out. We didn't compete throughout that game, unfortunately, and they really put it on us. And we've really been working on just trying to play more consistent throughout the season, and I think we've been doing that in recent games.
Well, you have, yeah, and you came close the other night to knocking off Lingenor 75-72. That could have gone either way. And what impresses me is you can go so deep on your bench and you don't seem to lose much in ability. There's a lot of talented kids just on that team.
Yeah, I thought with our guys coming off the bench and giving them an opportunity to play some meaningful minutes tonight was good, because sometimes coming off the bench might be a little bit awkward for kids, or they don't step out and play well off the bat. Tonight, I thought we did a good job, because we talked at the end of the first quarter that it's a long game. This is by far not over yet, and we wanted to continue to play, and I thought we did that in the second quarter and in the second half.
Your kids certainly came out of the gate, Coach, and things are starting to smooth out and click for you guys here since that inner city game, which I'm sure you want to forget about that one, you know, but that could have been where you reevaluated yourselves and went back and went to work, and they certainly tonight were just outstanding.
Yeah, we kind of challenged them after in the locker room after the TJ game, and called some guys out and really, you know, shook up the lineup a little bit because of the performance that we put on that night. And you know, some guys came off the bench that night and just competed, even though, you know, they may not be the stat fillers that some of the other guys are, but they competed, and as a result, they've worked their way into getting some more time and some positive results over the last couple games.
Absolutely, this is certainly the time of year you want this kind of thing to pick up some momentum for you as you head towards the end of the season and postseason, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked a little bit as a team that a lot of the teams that are ahead of us for playoff positioning right now are still on our schedule. We play all of them except for Lingenor. So we're trying to build some momentum. We really want to try to get a home game for the playoffs. We're certainly more comfortable at home and everything, but that's what we want to do. We talked early in the season. We played a great game against Tuscarora back before Christmas. Then we kind of took a downturn after that. We didn't want that to be our peak. We wanted to you know, get back on the right track and continue to move forward, and that's what you know, we've done the last week, a couple games, did tonight, and we still have two more this week that we want to continue to play well and make sure that we're competing throughout that game.
Well, a couple of guys, Brody Reinhardt and Jameek Hill with a fine night tonight, starting out as they had a good scoring night.
Yeah, absolutely. Jameek's been our leading scorer, leading rebounder throughout the season, and you know, he does some good things athletically that you don't see out of a lot of the other kids in the thing, and you know, he's got a great you know, attitude about what's going on. When he doesn't know, he doesn't understand something, he asks all the time. We kind of threw something at them at the end to try to get one of our guys who hadn't played all year. That was Tommy. It was his first game of the year.
Is that leggy?
Yeah.
Is that his
leg? Yes. He was injured at the beginning of the season, so this is the first game he got some action. So
we kind
of ran something for him, and John Meek's like, what is that? Like, he had no idea. And I said, don't worry about it, John. It's you don't have to worry about it right now. But he does a good job of asking things. And you know, I said to Brody the other day, in a lot of the games this year, when we play well and we win, it's because Brody's scoring. There's some games where he hasn't been a factor offensively. But when he is, we usually play well, and we're definitely in that game.
Well, he got 14 points unofficially tonight. So.
Another player was Nathan Osei tonight from my standpoint,
right, yeah.
Coach. He just was on both ends of the floor. What an athlete.
He's certainly a spark for us at times. You know, he can get hot, knock down shots from the perimeter. He can go to the basket. You know, that was, you know, it was an impressive take there right before he came out at the end of the game to get that dunk. You know, it was his birthday. I think he was pretty excited about tonight, and, you know, threw it down to close out the game for him tonight. But yeah, it's when we have guys like that, like Brody and Ja and Tariq and Nate clicking, that's when we're going to be the most competitive, and then we can get those supporting roles from guys off the bench like Jaden, who, you know, the freshman that can,
boy, he's been,
you know,
too,
he's,
Coach.
You know, when he can get hot, knock it down, we've really been on him about going to the basket a little, being a little bit more aggressive, on the offensive end, also giving us a little bit more defensively and rebounding, and he's kind of stepped up to the challenge even as a freshman.
Indeed he has. He's been very impressive. That three-point shot, he can be deadly out there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's got the green light anytime he catches that ball, so that's definitely something that you know, we've stressed with him, and he has done a great job for us.
All right, we'll let you get back to your team. Congratulations on a big win.
Thanks,
big
Coach.
Win. Yep, thank you very
big
much.
Win.
Appreciate
Indeed.
It.
No problem.
Good night.
Greg Schreiber, head basketball coach at Frederick, and Frederick with a big victory tonight, 79-45 over Frederick, over Urbana, I should say. I'm getting mixed up here. 79-45, Frederick over Urbana. We'll be back, and we'll go over the statistics for you of this big win for the Frederick Cadets tonight. We'll take a break. Remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Steve Nibbs, we're at almost an empty gym now. Everybody's gone.
They get out here quick, don't they?
But I'll tell you, Frederick 79 and Urbana 45, and Frederick won't want to forget this one because it was a great victory for the Cadets. You heard Greg Schreiber, their head coach, there at the end, and he was a happy guy and very pleased with the team.
Absolutely, because a game like this, as I said earlier, usually takes place on your floor more so than on the visitor's floor. And so them to come out and play this well at Urbana, that's huge for them. And watch out, because they may be on a roll here in the next several weeks.
They seem to be red hot. Brody Reinhardt, 14 points tonight. 13 points for Jameek Hill, 7 points for Tariq McKenzie, 9 points for Nathan Osei, who played a great all-around game, 11 points for the freshman Jaden Arrington, the 6'3" freshman for Frederick, 1 point for Unique Holly, 4 points for R.J. Lumpkin, 2 points for Saeed Kolo, 5 points for Jared Brown, 2 points for Tommy Legg, and 2 points for Alex Ward. Tommy Legg coming back from that injury and getting a big hand from the fans. 2 points going over to Urbana now. Ryan Hayden with 2 points. 9 points for Noah Buttry, who played well. 11 points for Axel Sika. 7 points for Justin Zimmerman. 2 points for Ben Seacott. 9 points for Austin McMahon. 2 points for Mateen Lashier. 2 points for Anthony Neff. And 3 points for Kingsley Twum Danzo. And that's it. Wow, 40. Can you believe it? I still can't believe the score. 79-45. Frederick with a huge night. And Urbana, just you regroup now. Urbana will play at North Hagerstown Friday. And Frederick goes right back to work Thursday night. They'll be at Walkersville. See if they can carry this over to that game.
Well, they certainly had this is, you know, it's something how momentum can build for you and how different attitude. I'm sure he sees it in practice now, and there's no reason why I can't continue. So Frederick will be someone to reckon with, I think, down the road here when we get close to the postseason.
I want to thank Orette McDonough tonight for being our producer. For Steve Dibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. Good evening to you from Urbana High School.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.